And welcome back to the Wrangell High Gym here. We've got one quarter of play to go. Glacier Bears, they got them a bit of a hole here, down by 16, but still working hard on it, though, so we'll see if anything can happen here. The Meisner.
It's about 8 minutes.
Yeah, there's still 8 minutes to go. Meisner for the Wolves is going to sit out. I suspect she's probably going to sit out the rest of the game here now with that injury. Apparently it's something that's been nagging her before because she does have it taped up. Katie Swenton's come alive a little bit here, taking a number of good shots, getting 9 points so far in the ball game.
All right. So let's get ready to take this last 8 minutes and head on in. It's Wrangell with the ball. And Jensen going to inbound to McKay, gets it back to Jensen. Looking to find a team member open, sends it over to McKay, almost off her hands out of bounds, but she saves it inside to Flores. Flores puts up, and it's no good, but she is fouled. And instantly everybody goes into their positions. That foul is going to be on Krager, her third foul of the game. Flores is the line now. First time at the line for her, and first shot is good. It's going to be 3 points for her now on the night. So she will take a second one without looking anywhere but the basket. Puts it in for two. Score 38-20 now with 7:46 left in the game. Swinton now taking the ball, handing it off to Stegan. Stegan almost gets it knocked away, but she keeps that. But they are going to call her for a double dribble. And that ball is going to turn over to the Wolves. Bean into Jensen. Jensen going to jog it across the half-court line. Finds McKay on the left-hand side. Hands it off to Bean. A little bit of indecision there, handing that off. Bean trying to find their way inside. Almost loses it out of bounds. Recovers it. Gets it back to McKay. McKay over to Jensen. Almost knocked away. Jensen going to drive inside. Put it up for two, and that two is good. Score 40-20 now. 7:05 left in the game. Swinton with the ball. She's going to hand it off to Zanow, who's going to get it back to Swinton over on the right-hand side. Puts up the long jumper. No good. McKay with the rebound to Bean. Bean, everybody taking a little bit slower now. Gets over to Jensen. Jensen puts up a jumper, and it is good. Jensen now looking at 15 points on the night. Swinton now with the ball for Glacier Bears. And a little bit of a bobble, loses that. But keeps a couple hands on it, and along with Bean, they're going to call that a held ball and an alternating possession. So that's going to stay in the hands of the Glacier Bears. But Coach is going to call a short timeout.
Yeah, Coach Brittenham wants to take a timeout on this one to talk it over a little bit here. Well, Amy Jensen's going to come alive in this quarter, too. She's got 15 points in the ballgame here. So I think we're probably going to see a few more subs coming off the Wrangell bench again here. And Coach Brittenham will probably be getting a few more of the girls back in the game here at the 6:28 mark, 42-20. Glacier Bears not able to get back into that much here. So I think the coaches are probably going to make a few adjustments on it. We want to remind folks there in Haynes that the Wrangell boys are in town. So tomorrow night you might want to check in and see how that ball game goes there. And then, of course, this game will be on the radio, too, tomorrow evening sometime, so you might want to check that one out.
Absolutely. Definitely, if you are in Haynes, go out and support your Glacier Bears basketball and head down there and cheer for them and listen in on this. I believe tomorrow night's going to be tape delay.
It's going to be a tape delay, but I don't know what time.
But still listen in and cheer on your girls. All right, we are back, and Glacier Bears with the ball. Swinton going to inbound it, send it over to Zanow. Gets it back to Swinton. She puts up the three. No good. Comes down in the hands of McKay. But Larson is right there to get a couple hands on that ball as well. And she's going to hold it up. So on alternating possession, that's going to go over to the Wolves. Bean sending it in to Jensen. Jensen calling out some plays as she's coming across that half-court line. Gets it over to McKay on the left-hand side. She's going to hold on to that for just a minute and then dribble it around, trying to find some openings. A lot of pressure being put on by the Glacier Bears, so not many options for McKay. Gets it to Jensen. She's able to break away. Sends it into Flores in the paint, but it is knocked away. Looks like Swinton might have gotten an elbow to the arm or maybe a collide in there in the middle. She's kind of holding her left arm a little bit. And Coach is going to go ahead and pull her out, take a look at that. And Wing is going to come back in for her. That is Wolves ball. And that was called a foul called on Swinton, so her fourth foul. So that'll probably have a lot to do with her being pulled out. So inbound gets into Allen, and they're going to call that. I believe that went out of bounds, so it'll be Glacier Bear ball. And it is Taylor with that ball now. Taylor finds Zanow over on the right-hand side. Zanow looks to drive inside and runs into McKay. And they're going to call that blocking foul on McKay, her second of the game now. Glacier Bear inbounding from the baseline. And they find Larson really quickly right under the basket. She puts up for two, and it is good. So a score 42-22 with 5:40 left in the game. Jensen with the ball for the Wolves. Gets it over to Allen and inside to Ward. Ward takes the bounce, puts up a shot, and it is good for her. That is Ward's first 2 points on the night. So she's mostly a defensive player. And now it'll be Taylor with the ball, looking to drive right. Loses control of that, but Zanow is able to get it, but she's not able to keep that as it's passed into the hands of Jensen. Jensen puts up for two, no good. Rebound comes down with Cowart. Cowart gets it over to Taylor. A lot of pressure by Rangel, but Taylor's able to go ahead and get it across that half-court line and get everybody set up. So she drives left. Nothing open there. Hands it off to Wing. Wing finds Cowart inside. Puts up for two, no good. Rebound comes down in the hands of Jensen. Jensen finds, she's looking, McKay's looking to go long with it. Jensen apparently didn't notice her there. So they get it over to Allen. Allen passes inside, and it's tipped away by Taylor. It's going to be tipped out of bounds. But Taylor was able to break that up. So they inbound to Ward. Ward turns around and shoots. No good. Comes down in the hands of Bean. Bean puts up for two. That is good. And there's going to be a foul called on that as well. And that foul is on number 20, Janae Larson. Her fourth of the game. Sending Bean to the line. Like we said, Bean's 5 out of 8 so far tonight. And that shot is good. So we'll call her 6 out of 9. Pretty good shooting percentage. Glacier Bears with the ball now. Taylor getting a little bit of pressure from Jensen. Has to bounce it off to Cowart, who sends it back to Taylor. Taylor looking to find a way inside. Can't. Gets it over to Wing. Wing puts up for three. No good. Allen with the rebound. Getting a lot of pressure from Glacier Bears. Putting on some pretty good pressure there. Pretty good defense. She gets away from that, brings the ball down, gets it over to Bean on the right-hand side. Bean looks to drive inside, puts up a shot, no good. Cowart with the rebound, gets it over to Larson, sends it down to Taylor. Taylor goes inside, over the head of Larson, and it goes right into the hands of Allen. So Allen's going to hand it over to Bean. Bean's going to bring it back down. Tries the pass, and it loses that ball, but it's going to go out of bounds. Off a couple of the Haynes players. So Wolves with the ball inbounding that. May find Bean right under the basket. She puts up for two, no good. Second shot up, no good as well. On the rebound, it is knocked out of bounds on Jensen. So it's going to be Glacier Bear ball. And we got a couple of substitutions. Swinton coming back in, as well as Stewart coming back in. Zanow and Wing going to take a seat on the bench. So 3:38 left in this game, score 47-22, in favor of the Wolves. Taylor with the ball, gets it over to Larson. Larson puts up for two, runs around, rings around the iron, no good, but there is a foul on that, so she will get to go to the line. And that foul is on Marcia McKay, her third of the game. Puts Glacier Bears with 17 fouls, Wolves with 16 fouls. Larson now at the line. She is 0 for 4 tonight from the line. First shot's going to go off the back of the iron. No good. And there'll be a substitution for Rangel. Pete and Flores are going to come in. McKay and Ward will take a seat on the bench. All three seniors sitting this one out now. Larson's second shot is up. Second shot off the back of the iron as well. Rebound comes down the hands of Bean. 3:23 left in the game. Bean's going to take it long, good distance away from that three-point line. Just kind of hold it, looking to draw some players off. And sends it over to Jensen. Jensen driving baseline, sets up for two, no good. And Taylor with the rebound, sends it long down to Stewart. Stewart puts up for two. The shot's no good, but she is fouled. That foul is going to be on Flores. It'll be her third foul. Call it a blocking foul there. Third foul of the game, and it's going to send Stewart to the line. This is her first trip to the line tonight. First shot up. It's going to bounce away. No good. Rain will make another substitution. Rain Hutton coming in for Flores. Letting another JV player have a little bit of playing time here. Stewart's second shot is going to go off the back of the iron as well. And that's going to come down in the hands of Allen. Allen gets over to Bean. Bean's just going to walk it across the half-court line. I think they're just looking to run some time now. Sends a pass over to Jensen, but bad pass is not even going to tip her fingers and go out of bounds. So it will be Glacier Bear ball. Taylor with that ball. Doing a really good job looking to drive the lane. Right-hand layup is good. Two more points for Taylor tonight. So she is at 10 points. Score 47-24. 2:33 left in the game. Bean with the ball. Up to the top of the key. Sends it over to Allen on the left-hand side to Hutton. Over to Bean and inside the tee. But it is knocked away by Larson. It's going to be out of bounds on her. So Wolves will take that ball. But nice way to break up the play. Inbound to Bean. Bean's going to drive over on the right-hand side. Looks to come in on the baseline. Puts up for two, and it is good. Taylor Bean now with 16 points tonight. Swinton with the ball. Swinton looking to drive right. Puts up a jumper, and it is off the iron. No good. Pete with the rebound. Sends it over to Jensen. 1:57 left. Jensen's going to drive in for a layup. No good. But there is going to be a blocking foul. I believe they're going to call that on Swinton, which will be her fifth foul, and we'll see her foul out and take a seat.
Yep, that is indicated five.
Yep. So she's going to take a seat, but crowd giving her a little bit of love there on her way out. And
they've got 30 seconds to put a ball player in, so coach is
trying to decide if that really is five or not.
Well, I've got five, unfortunately, and the official book has five, so
I've got five.
I don't know. Anyway, we'll see what happens here. But
doesn't hurt to ask, though,
nope,
right?
Doesn't hurt to ask anyway. Amy Jensen, she's got 15 points ball game. She's at the free throw line, and she is 3 for 4 from the line, but Taylor Bean has just been there. She's making a living at the free throw line here tonight with her 16 points. She's got six of those coming from the free throw line.
Coach Brittenham taking his full 30 seconds.
Trying to figure out exactly who he wants to put into the ball game here, so we'll see. 49-24.
Yeah.
Remind folks now that you know that this game, of course, will be taped delayed tomorrow, so we'll have to see anyway what time it'll be played, but you'll want to definitely check into it to see. And again, like I've already said, the Glacier Bears or boys are playing at home, so check that one out.
Yeah. So his decision's going to be send Krager in. And Jensen with her first free throw, no good. So far she is 3 out of 5 tonight from the line. Second shot's going to take two bounces, put it up. Second shot no good as well, and it is Glacier Bears with that rebound. Taylor's going to take it, sends it over to Larson. Larson looking to drive in, runs into Hutton, but Hutton makes mistake of shuffling those feet, so she's going to get called for a blocking foul. Her first foul of the night. Both teams with 18 fouls. Another substitution for the Wolves. Grace Cano, another JV player, going to come in for Jensen. Let Jensen take a seat on the bench. And Larson now at the line. Her first shot, no good. She's been to the line about seven times tonight. Still has nothing. On that rebound, gets back into the hands of Taylor. She puts up for two, no good. And Campbell going to take that rebound after that. They're going to have a substitution. Keith's going to come out, and Davis, number 33, going to come in. And a foul on the Glacier Bears on Taylor. It's going to be her fourth foul, sending Campbell to the line. Campbell's first shot is good. She is one out of three tonight so far from the line. That is her first point. So with a minute 37 seconds left, she's going to take a second shot. Second one, no good. Score 50-24. It is Cowart with the rebound. Going to get it over to Taylor. Taylor looking to drive in, puts up a jumper, forces that, and no good. And on that rebound, it's going to be Davis and Stewart. That ball is going to be called held ball. And on alternating possession, it will be the Glacier Bears keeping that ball here. So Larson going to inbound, send it over to Crager. Crager looking to drive up to the top of the key, sends it inside to Cowart. Cowart putting up for two, rims it and goes out. Allen with the rebound. Minute 13 left in this game. Score 50-24. Allen getting a lot of pressure. Can't get it across the line, but finally passes it off to Campbell. Campbell to Cano. Cano back to Campbell and to Davis. Davis looking to drive inside. Puts up a shot. No good. And Stewart saves that one from going out of bounds. Gets it in the hands of Taylor. Taylor getting a lot of pressure from Cano and Hutton. And there is a whistle. Another substitution. Josephine Lewis checking in for Anna Allen. For Wrangler. Lewis, first time in the game. Glacier Bear ball sends that inside to Cowart. 45 seconds left in this game. Also sends to Larson. Larson shoots, no good. On the rebound, it gets knocked around, gets back in the hands of Larson. Larson going to take another two. She shoots. The shot's no good, but she's going to draw a foul. And that foul is going to be on Cano. Her first foul. And we'll send Larson to the line. Her first shot, no good. I'm going to go over the back of the backboard. So it will be Wolf ball with 35 seconds left. Cano with that ball going across the half-court line, getting a lot of pressure from Taylor. And she's going to find her way over to the left-hand side. Loses that ball, but is able to recover it. Passes it off to Campbell. Campbell pass along to Lewis. Lewis holding on to that, sends it to Davis. And Taylor gets in there with a hand on the ball. And official's going to call that. And on alternate possession, that's going to the Wolves. So Campbell going to inbound to Lewis. Almost goes off her hand out of bounds, but she saves that. Over to Cano. Cano putting up a forced shot. No good there. On the rebound, it's Cowart. Cowart bounces it out, but it gets into the hands of Campbell. Campbell puts up a shot. No good. And there's a whistle on that. 4.6 seconds left. Going to send Campbell to the line again. And that foul is going to be on Stewart, her first foul of the game. And Glacier Bears now with 10 team fouls. Wolves with 9 team fouls. Campbell's first shot, no good. She is 1 out of 5 from the line. Now, Getting the ball back to her. Going to give it a couple bounces. Put it up. Second shot. Second shot is good. Score 51-24. 4 seconds left in this game. Felicia Bears with the ball. Larson looking to drive inside, and that is the buzzer. And that's our game for tonight. So final score, 51-24 in favor of the Wrangell Wolves. And Lyle, what's up for it?
Well, I got to run down a few stats here. Just remind folks again that this game will be still back on the air again tomorrow sometime. And don't forget the Glacier Bears are playing the Wrangell Wolves there back home. All right, the JV game, Wrangell winning that one by a score of 38-28. Scoring, Stegan picked up a couple. Gregor had 7 in that one. Stevens 2. Zanow picked up 4. Autumn Gross had 4. Stewart had 3. Howard picked up 2. And Jane Larson picked up 4 in that JV ball game. So JVs will come back out and play again tomorrow here around 6 o'clock. Now we'll go over this game here real quick for you. Glacier Bears finished with 24 points. The Wrangell Wolves had 51. I'll run down the Wrangell scoring first. Well, Marcia McKay, of course, did not score in the ball game, but she handled the basketball a lot for the Wolves. I mean, basically, she ran the offense for them. Meisner finished the ball game with 4 points, was 2 for 2 from the free throw line, and then was injured early on in the ball game, so she sat out for the rest of the ball game. And Caroline Ward picked up 2 points in that one, had 1 chance from the free throw line, didn't get that one to go, however. So those are the 3 seniors for the Wolves right now. Taylor Bean finished the ball game with 16 points, and she picked up 6 of those points on the free throw line as she was 6 for 9. Amy Jensen pretty much ran the show, too, along with Bean and Meisner and McKay out at the top. And Amy finished with 15 points as she got 3 for 6 from the free throw line. Flores finished the ball game with 4 points, 2 for 2 from the line. And then Teat did not score in the ball game. Alex Campbell came off the bench, got 1 point in there, as she picked up 2 from the free throw line as she was 2 for 6. Cano got into the ball game, Hutton into the game, Lewis and Allen coming off the bench did a nice job for the Wrangell Wolves. She finished the ball game with 8 points coming in there when Meisner had to sit down for a bit too. Now for the Haynes Glacier Bears, Paige Wing didn't score in that ball game. Swinton picked up 9 points as she was 2 for 4 from the free throw line here. Larson finished with 2 points, but she probably is going to shoot a few free throws here tonight. She struggled. I think I've got her down for 8 opportunities and only got didn't get any of them to go.
That's what I got.
And Cowart finished with 3 points in the ball game. She was 1 for 2 from the line. Taylor finished with 10 points, 2 for 3 from the free throw line. Stewart was 2 opportunities from the free throw line. Didn't get that one to go either. Glacier Bears were 4 for 18 from the free throw line, while the Wrangell Wolves were 15 for 26. So both teams need to improve that free throw shooting percentage, although the Wolves started out hot in that first half of play, and they missed some going down the stretch, but the Glacier Bears missed numerous opportunities all the way through the evening. Well, I'm going to turn it back to the KHNS studios again. Alicia and I will be here tomorrow night to bring you that basketball game. Here again, the scores were in the JV game, Wrangell 38, Haynes 28. And in the varsity game, Wrangell finished with 51 and the Haynes Glacier Bears 24.